Okay, today we have the, we have to put the, have the fun part of last week. Last week we discussed the sugyev soups, and this week we have to put it all on Maisa, so hopefully it should be a breeze. Basically, it really is. Basically, I think if we have to reduce it to in a nutshell, that the question really, the crux of the issue is trying to understand these two sugyas, how they both, of course, are true, and one really adds to the other. The Gemara says in one place earlier that on May Peiros, Zeya Ba'alma is only a Jew's shackle. Our Gemara over here says that on any soup, Gemara says May Silka, May this, and May Ta, and then any May the Kula Shok, you know, there's no question about it, no exceptions. A vegetable soup is a Bayer Pi Adama. Okay? And of course, the obvious question is, how do these two things stem? Fruit juice is a shakel, orange, freshly squeezed orange is a shakel, and a potato soup is adama. So just basically, just to review, just to the yesoides, the rushes and our Gemara says a simple yesoides is the difference between juice and soup. You take an orange, you squeeze it, that's juice. Okay? While if you cook a potato, I'm assuming if you cook an orange, but if you cook a potato, that's not the juice of it, that's the soup of it. Apparently that gets cooked, the cooking process versus squeezing. That's the pasuk. The Rosh and the Chuvis adds, and as we explained, it's not a stira, he's adding. There's another factor. The factor is, as we explained last week, I guess it adds more to it, what's the ikkar and what's the tuffel? If you keep the fruits, if you keep the vegetables, for example, if you cook it and you keep the vegetables, that's a raya that it's a soup. If you take it out, if you strain it, you take out the vegetables, a good mashal, a tomato soup, you throw out the tomatoes, you keep the juice, so that blives juice, it's not the vegetables, and therefore it's a shak. So the deciding fact is, do you keep the vegetables or you throw it out? Those are the two basic, you know, yesoides. Then we had the pashta thing that we mentioned, that a drink is always a shakel. It's not a question of how you do it, what you do it, how you prepare it, if you cooked it, this is all irrelevant, it's all material. If you drink something, it's always a shakel. And we explained that's why postum should be a mezainis, postum is wheat, it's chametz, it's certainly mezainis, but a drink is always a shakel, that's what we said. And then we had the Rashi say, which today we'll see is very, very crucial in formulating the sugya properly. The Rashi suggests, what's the derech? Forget about everything. What's the derech? A vegetable you always cook. That's why a vegetable soup is adama. Something that the derech is not to cook it, but to eat it plain, to eat it raw, so that would be a shakel. An orange no one cooks, so an orange juice is a shakel. So the difference is not soup versus juice, but like the Rashi, we could put it very simply, the difference is vegetables versus fruit. And truth is, like the Rashi's shot is very meduyik in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say constantly? Vegetable, silka, and tardin, and maya de kula shalki. It seems like it's a stress on vegetables as opposed to fruit.
The vegetables that you do not cook?
We'll soon see. How about a fruit that you do cook? Very good. That's excellent. That's a good. That's why we're going to have problems with the prune juice. Besides, it can be problems before the prune juice.
Melons are vegetables. You don't cook melon.
Correct. Other. So that's why I care.
Right.
If you eat it plain, then it's always a shakel. If you have to cook it, so the cooking enhances it, and then it'll be a dum. We'll see how each one of these sides are very, very negay. Now let's go through these. Hopefully, I covered every soup. If I leave one out, please tell me. But
you mentioned the Rosh.
Right.
The
Rosh not
necessarily
hold the Feshes? It's hard to know. The Shulchan Aruch takes a complete picture, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Rav Shulchan Aruch will say, we have to, and in deference to each of the Shitas, we have to accept them all. We can't rule out, we can't, you know, disqualify one. We, as people that follow the Rishonim, we keep each one in mind. So in other words, if that makes it a little more, maybe easier or hard, I'm not even sure. But if you want to ask me, do I make a adama on a vegetable soup? You have to get the whole checklist out and make sure each one stems. It has to be cooked, you have to keep the vegetables, there has to be a large amount of fruit, you have to eat it. And I think when we'll see the various Mishnah, I think everything should be very, very you know, it should, it brings to life the sugya, because each yesod is going to be used.
And
the Mordechai also. That's just drinking verses. The Mordechai, the Tais is drinking verses. Okay, I think the rest should be a sheer pleasure. Sheer, a play on words. One more point, because it's also going to crop up once and again. We kept on saying that the ikkar is the ikkar. That's always the yesod. What would you say to the following shayla? The good old Jewish penicillin? Chicken soup. What bracha make on chicken soup? Oh, good. 1 second. Now, if it's only a chicken soup, then they talk about it. We're talking about a chicken soup that customarily has half the vegetable department in it, that has petrushka, it has potatoes, it has carrots, whatever you put in. And there is a significant amount of vegetables in that soup. So you have leftovers on Sunday night, you have vegetable soup, chicken soup. What bracha do you make? This is tricky. You think about it. It has all of the checklists, right? We're gonna get there. We're gonna get the matzah. I hope to do every type of soup imaginable and unimaginable. What? No, that's what you have to finish it on Shabbos. Show them the soup. You're not gonna get that. This is a tricky question because it has all the checklists. Let's think about it. It's cooked. The vegetables remain. It's a vegetable. You don't drink it. You eat it. There's one more yesod for this sugya that the Rosh himself says, and the Torah quotes him, and I'll read the Rosh in the Torah. V'hoya oima adoni avi ha-Rosh, dafke shebishlam b'loi basa. This whole vegetable soup adama business is without basa. Avo bishlam in basa, tam basa shebemerik chashiv ikka, u'mevarech aleyem shehakol. Right. V'shamashke ein lei tam ha-peri, k'moy sheyesh l'morek tam ha-peri. I'll get to that in 1 minute, please, okay? What he's saying, what? It seems so. What he seems to be saying is the oldest yesod in history, Hukas Brachas. Let's not lose sight of Ikka V'Tafel. A chicken soup that has distinct flavor of the chicken, and it's called a chicken soup, probably is a chicken soup, right? So why shouldn't you make a shakal? You're going to scream, I have vegetables that are cooked, that are stay there, and all that bit. It's a material. What is this, Chicken soup is a shakal. In other words, what the Rosh is reminding us very gently is everything has to check, but don't forget rule number one, Ikka V'Tafel. And what B'chaim asked, if the chicken has a chicken have to remain or not? Right, I don't think that's the Tam Ikka, that's right. It's only vegetables that the vegetables remaining is a criteria in determining if it's a vegetable soup. But this is a chicken soup, no one's going to change that. It has all the cholesterol that you need and more. So, in other words, the vegetable, like you said, the vegetable that remains is an indication that it's taka vegetables. But this is a chicken soup, whether there's chicken or not. So the Thursday night chicken soup, you want to make it and take out the chicken. If there's a distinct flavor of the chicken, it's a shakal, even though you have vegetables in it. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Is that only chicken? How about if you have a vegetable soup, you put milk in? And the milk also is supposed to give the distinct flavor. It should have a milky flavor. You think about it in Svara, huh? In Svara, the same thing. It's not exerce a cause of basa because basa starts with a base. It's Ikka V'Tafel. Ikka V'Tafel has no, you know, guidelines to it other than Ikka V'Tafel. If you're going to tell me the vegetable soup that with milk, it's hard to imagine, but if the milk is the Ikka, so then the milk is the Ikka. Whatever it is. So the Aruch HaShulchan speaks about this, and it's fundamental in Reish Beis Lamed Gimel. And he said, let's hear you at Smetna. What Smetna is not cheap. Smetna, you know what Smetna is? You know what Smetna is either? What? The cream, the fatty cream of you don't have an old European parent? No, we do. Still alive? Yes, Smetna. Smetna. There's even an expression, he's a smetna. What? What? Smetna is the quality part of the cheese, the cream. And you say he's a smetna. It's a smetna of the sugi, the smetna of the yeshiva, he's a smetna in the olam ha-Torah. What? Probably, yeah, that's what I am. That's for sure. But ask your parents, surprise them with the name. And they used to eat for breakfast, you know, bread, smetana. Okay, anyhow. So the Aruch HaShulchan, let's say you put smetana in the soup. Chloe Shaldava, you don't make a bracha on that dhamma if the smetana is the ikka. Now, he chaps on smetana, obviously, because smetana has a very strong flavor. But then we could, then it's conceivable that the smetana is the ikka. So now we could get to the lemaisa. But we just have to add one line to the checklist. Everything is true, but let's not forget ikka v'tafel. If you have a clear ikka in it, if you have a clear ikka in it, the ikka is dominant, even if it's a chicken or it's a chalav, doesn't make a chalav. Okay, now let's get to the fun. We mentioned, for example, a corn soup. Right? How do you make corn soup? You cook corn until it falls apart, right? There are probably different ways. Potato soup, corn soup. What bracha would you make on a corn soup?
Adama.
Classic adama. As long, since there are pieces, you cook the corn, it's a vegetable, not a fruit, you eat it, not drink it. Classic adam. Okay? Let's say it's the corn, which is hard to understand, but let's say the corn all falls apart, and now it's like a puree, and you eat it, and you didn't take out the corn, but you cooked it until it fell apart. It's mimuach legamri. Why shakal? Atazay, very good. That was another. That's the Chumash Hadash. Again, it's a side door type of thing. For a different reason, it's a shakal, because it has the hishtana tsurasa, like we spoke about a few weeks ago. So that's also you have to keep in mind. If you have a soup that was cooked and everything, but hishtana tsurasa, you know, that's one of the basic guidelines that we can't, you know, lose sight of.
So powdered
mashed
potatoes.
Right.
Also make
sure, that's what we said last time, right? We'll soon see powdered soup or a cube or the soup in a cup. A potato soup, again, is a classic mussel of a hadama. It's cooked, it's a vegetable, you eat it, it's not a fruit, you have all the qualifications. The only problem that people get very nervous, and I would like to put an end to their anxiety, put you out of business. I always hear this question. Let's say it's what? Let's say you have a soup that's basically liquid, and you took out the vegetables, but always invariably there's a few vegetables floating around. People get nervous. I made a shakal. I think it's a shakal, the soup, because the vegetables are discarded. Whatever it is, it's not a strong flavor, but there's a few vegetables floating around. How do I deal with that? Oh, so people, they understand it's bottle. But I pick up the spoon and the carrot's staring me straight in the eye and saying, hey, Shagis, what about bracha? You know, they feel guilty. So this is the insight that we once mentioned, and it's kedai to mention from time to time. It helps a lot of you know, concerns. Ikka v'tafel is not the pshat, you're beating the system. It's not you're getting a good deal, one bracha. You make a bracha on the entire plate of soup. We mentioned the Mishnah says, "Kol shu ikka v'yimaytfeila, bevarich ala ikka upaitis atfeila." You made a bracha on this entire bowl of soup with the carrot, with the petrushka, all of it. Therefore, even if the person will find the carrot and eat the carrot plain at the end of the bowl or the middle of the bowl, don't worry, relax. You made a bracha on that carrot. I, the carrot, adama, you made a shakal on the soup. But if this is an ikka v'tafel, the bracha on the shakal cover the carrot.
The cereal with the milk.
Right, that's right. We said that's what I wanted to add. Let's say you come at the end of the soup, and you only have a carrot. Mamas, you finished the entire bowl of soup. You only have a carrot on the bowl itself, and you pick it up and you eat it. Do you make it a dhamma then?
No.
Why not? I eat that ikka v'tafel.
That's
right. We said a taz. Oh, very good. We said the taz. The Taz says if you have leftover ice cream from an ice cream cake or milk from a cereal, the bracha went for it.
Sometimes we'll eat soup.
Would?
We'll eat soup.
What do you mean?
Sometimes we'll eat soup.
Oh, yeah, that's a, you know, I think, hopefully at the end we'll see soup is not that difficult. I only have one little question that I'm not clear about, but basically it's very straightforward. If you determine this is a shakal, it's a shakal. Let's say you determine it's adama. Let's say you have a vegetable, a potato soup, a tadama. and you pick up one soup, one spoon, and you see there's no vegetables, it's all soup. You start to turn colors. Do you have to make a shackle on it?
Yeah.
Tell me two reasons. Two reasons. They give it to him. What else? That's right. The whole soup is Adama. The whole cash is a toys. That soup is That soup is Adama. Not because it give a tuffle, because Ika. That's right. That's what I wanted to hear. The soup itself is Adama. What? We're gonna get the cup of soup. We're gonna get the soup and cube and soup. So this is
it's not always clear what the Ikar is.
Okay, you know what? We'll stop 5 minutes early, and we'll have questions and answers. Hopefully, if we can't answer it, that means we don't know the soup.
It's not always clear. I asked my wife last few weeks a lot of soup.
Oh, good.
So I asked my wife, "What's the ikker?"
No. Why do you ask your wife? Why don't you ask yourself?
It was for you.
Why not? It's a cold day. You have a sore throat. What? Yeah, that's right. That's not the only thing she makes decisions.
It's hard to say.
But she's a makara bracha. She makes all the brachas. And that's it.
Is it the soup or is it the vegetable?
I don't know. I think when
sometimes
we...
Sometimes it's equal.
Okay, so then you go bust the rice. I think the ikka is actually the ikka. No. Why do you say that? No. This is totally subjective.
What does bust the rice?
Ingredients. Kamas. Amounts.
It's always more water than...
So make a shava.
It's always more water.
If you don't know what bracha you make, in the ikkar, the majority in ingredients of the shakal, make a shakal. What are you afraid? I don't think it's even fair to ask your wife or ask the rav. If you have a sore throat, or you have, it's a hot cold day, you want a hot soup, so that's a shakal. What do you care what yesterday? Yesterday could be a dhamma, today could be a shakal. I don't see what's wrong. There's nothing wrong with a soup having the same ingredients, and for one fellow it's a dhamma and it's a shakal. I don't see the problem in it. And did that give a tough one? Even in halacha, it could be even a different mitzvah. You like soup, and some people like vegetables. Some people like their whole soup is a kreftiga. Kreftiga, you know what it means? Real, healthy soup. They get the vegetables. So they make adama. Some people they get the soup. It's a hot soup. So we said the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes him in Kuf Samach Chesif Katan Mem Vav, if you have a little tuffle at the end, you don't make a bracha because it's still ikavatah. That I think should be pashit, and I think there shouldn't be a matzif that you make two brachas, because it's one soup, you make one bracha. Okay, I'll give you a perfect mashal that the Mamish highlights the points, I think very well, and brings out the sugya in a new light. What bracha you make on a fruit soup? And presumably a fruit soup is made by cooking fruit. Okay. No? Oh, that's right. It's very simple. The first shita, the rush,
cooking,
right, versus squeezing. Second shita,
rush
again, the discarded fruit. Of course not. Third shita, the mordechai.
Of course not,
you're eating.
Of course not, you just got the fruit.
You don't.
No.
I don't know. Your house? Okay, fine. You discard the fruit. You're right. We're talking about a fruit soup that you keep
with fruit.
Have I been in houses that they have, some of they have, is that a shell? They have fruit soup.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I've seen it.
Yeah, anyhow, so you got it. Leftover summer challenge. Check the yeast, you're right. At least the stomachs are good. You make a eight?
Yeah, with fruit. What about if you eat a little meal?
What about what?
What about the vegetable?
That's what I wanted to say.
The Rashba
says the ikka is fruit versus vegetables. Thank you, Shmuel.
No, it's fruit versus if the derech is to cook, isn't it?
Yeah. Good. That's my next step. But let's go one step at a time. Thank you. People are ahead of me. The Rashba would hold a fruit soup is not ha'eit because fruit is eaten raw. Everything checks until the Rashba, which people lose sight of. But the Shulchan Aruch not lose sight of it. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. A fruit soup has all the qualifications until we get to the Rashba. And therefore the Mechaba says, I can raise days. The Mechaba paskins, of course, like the Rashba. Reish Beis Sif Yud Peiris Hasharon Ebishlam B'mayim Af Api Shanichnas Tam Api B'mayim Einay Mevorach Al Oisei HaMayim Shehakol Elo Yisrach. In other words, this is the perfect example that highlights the Rashba very clearly. It's not cooking versus squeezing. It's fruit versus vegetable. And we added from the Gemara, seems that apparent. So a fruit soup, it's a soup, you're right. It has all the qualifications of a soup, but it's a fruit. Yes, I'm sorry.
Ramad was not arguing on
that? No, who said Ramad
argues?
So we make a shahaba. A shahaba? The
machaba says. Doesn't the Rashba say that if the derech is to cook that particular
day, not the derech? You eat it raw,
you have to really cook it.
Apples is the derech to cook?
Make the fruit.
I'm sorry.
No, that's not the case. It's usually easy to make it
raw. Right. Okay, could be, but the derech of vegetables, most vegetables are cooked. The truth is today, more and more.
That's changed. So carrots.
What do you see?
I think they used not to eat carrots.
Carrots, squash. Tomatoes used to be eaten all the time. Did you know? Yeah, all the time. Carrots for sure, the shackle, they used to be, and squash. Now it's changed, but vegetables. I'm going to get to tomatoes in a minute. I know you would hear the tomatoes.
I'm scared of fruit soup.
One second. If I say we overlooked a tremendous yisoid that will lead us to the wrong conclusion, does that mean to tell me, are you all going to agree now that I have a fruit soup? I'm going to make a shackle across the board.
Across the board is a dangerous.
No, you never say yes to across the board questions.
Right.
No, drinking makes it more shackle.
Right.
Are you going to tell me every fruit soup is a shackle?
No.
Right. You're right. Why not?
Because you said every.
Okay. Most. I think most fruit soups are eight taka. With the Rashba. You got it.
Well,
give me a dirty look, but that's what I think.
This is only cooked. That's it.
No, fruits are only cooked.
This,
I don't think you look at this fruit soup. No, come on, Shmaya. We need the heavy hitters here.
Because you have the fruit in there.
That's right. It give a tuffle. Forget about everything else. It give a tuffle.
Why does Gemara say it's a shackle? Why does Gemara say it's a shackle?
They're talking about a soup.
I'm sorry?
They're talking about a soup.
Fruit. The Chava's not talking about a soup?
I don't know.
What's the lashon of Chava?
You cooked fruit in water. The ikka was a soup. Fruit soup, the ikka is a fruit.
Cooked fruit in water, that's not soup.
It is soup. A carrot. If you take a fruit soup, the ikka is the soup, that's a shakal like the Rashba. But your wife or whatever gives fruit soup, and can't we give it? It's very filling, it's healthy. The ikka is not the soup. The ikka is the fruit. Right? That fruit soup is a eight for a totally different reason. Regular ikka v'tafel. That's why I think the fruit soup question is academic in nature, basically, but it brings out two of the ickiest that a fruit could be cooked fruit is a shackle, but a fruit soup generally is our eight because the ick of a tuffle rule that is always in effect at all the given times. And that is cross the board. Ick of a tuffle is cross the board. So, Rabbi Yankov asked, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean? I don't think it's a problem. A fruit soup. A person wanted a fruit soup and had a cold vase. Maybe they had hot soup. I don't know. But why should I believe that the ikka was the fruit? If the ikka is the fruit, then it's a regular ikka v'tafel. Mask him?
But the only time the Rashba says that cooked fruit is just a soup.
No. You can have a little fruit hanging in there, but the ikka is the soup. Right. Our fruit soup, really, the ikka is not the soup of it, it's the fruit of it. And maybe I'm wrong, not the first time I'm wrong, but that's what I think. So I think for two independent reasons, fruit soup is a, first of all, like most paiskim, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't honor that. And additionally, it's an ikkav, the regular ikkav of tuffel, no different than anything else in this Hilchas Brachos.
How about a strawberry soup?
Never heard
of that. Never heard of strawberry soup?
No.
I'll invite you. Well.
Thank you. Okay, when? Go ahead.
Talk.
Let's finalize. No, let's finalize. Talking.
I'll take strawberry soup.
You know.
Strawberry soup. You cook the strawberries,
and with water, sugar, whatever, strawberry soup, and there's no pieces of strawberry, it's finely made. What's your question?
It starts out big pieces and it falls up. Mamas, the
muach
legamri? Yeah. Because of the cooking?
Yes, maybe it's blended even.
Okay, so you tell me. First of all, I think in this respect, what? And it's the muach legamri.
So it's a vegetable.
I don't know, vegetable is adama. That's true. That's right. In this respect, probably has the quality of a fruit. But that's a good question. That's the muach legamri. It's not different than peas. But pea soup, yeah. I think if you have the rules, it's not all confusing. It's the one question I have, not a question of confusing. To shaila that the place come out, you know, we'll soon see. So this, I think, should be clear. Fruit soup, in other words, if you want to be very, you know, like technicality in words, the term fruit soup, like the Rashba, is a contradiction in terms. Because you can't, like the Rashba, there's no such thing as a fruit soup. Every fruit, by definition, is eaten raw, and therefore can't be the halacha of the soup. So the fruit soup, like the Rashba, doesn't exist. Why do we make our eighth on fruit soup? You know what the real answer is? Because it's not really a soup. Halachically, it's an ikka, eat the fruit. Okay,
so very good. You would have to make a, if you have to serve for the Jewish, you'd have to make a.
On Shabbos?
You would have to make a barbecue race. If you want, you have to soup for charity, you have to make a barbecue race.
Cherry
soup. Also,
cherry,
same thing.
Cherry soup. Which cherry soup?
Cherry soup.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. That Ramesh speaks about that. Cherry soup. Kershens is cherries,
during
right?
The meal.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
Well, what's this big? The ikka is the.
No, he's right. He's saying cherry soup, you're assuming is the eighth. Do you have to eat it?
Why should it be right? The ikk is the
it is, yeah, good. I'm just saying, during the teich suda we have a problem, because we don't make a bracha teich suda. Why does he think we should make a bracha? Yeah, but we paskin, if you have a banana for the main course, like Bashar Shudas, during the summer, that's the main course, that's part of the sviya, you don't make a bracha. Is this eaten for sviya or for dessert?
It's not different.
I mean, you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. It's not different than a fruit soup. You don't make a bracha. No, it would be a eighth on Sunday for dessert for leftovers, but on Shabbos, no.
Shabbos also for
dessert. Yeah, but he said it's the same. Okay, we're doing well because I think Ireland is seeing that it's not all that difficult. So fruit soup, let's leave it for a different reason, but the site is the same. Okay, I'll give you another great mashal. This is really takes the cake. I don't know if you guys enjoy this, but prune juice I enjoy in halacha, at least. I'm not saying in practice, you know, we talk about, you know, borscht and prune juice and then fruit soup. It's really a lively share. What bracha you make on prune juice? This is really going to have to, you know, use all the ascites. So let's start. But prunish. Okay, good. Is that true? I mean, Taisus says it, and Rashi rejects. Wait, you're going too fast. Let's go. Let's follow the checklist. Like the rush. How do you make prune juice? Let's step back a moment.
You cook it.
Okay. Hadam. Eight. Prunes. It comes from. It's cooked. Prunes? Not you should. Oh, we're going to get to that. This is the beauty of prune juice. Whether you like it or not, it's the beauty of prune. Really, it's a beautiful sugya. So pashit, that's a contradiction in terms. Beauty of prune juice. Anyhow, you cook it. Pashit. I say pashit. We'll soon see why. You don't discard the prunes. Additionally, it's not in muach legamri. Oh, it is. It is prune juices. Okay. So that's it. So that's why the taina is like,
is sure.
And like the Rashba, what are we talking about? Like the Rashba, the fruit.
I mean, prune is when you buy in a container of prune juice?
Yeah. Prune juice, sure. So like the Rashba, it's also pashit that you make a shaka, right? But not really. And this is the catch. The Makar Bracha and Simon Nun Gimel, he was the first one that wrote Hilchos Bracha Seif before everybody else. He's the trailblazer. He says, he has a letter from the Diamond Sun Sweet Company, which is the biggest manufacturer of prune juice, to prune plums, this is Siman Nun Gimel if you want to see it, which we dry of a European variety, rather than the oriental varieties which are eaten fresh. You know that it's in two fancy words? Three fancy words? Nati, Adaita, Dahachi. These prunes are grown, they're cultivated exclusively to make prune juice. And that's going to make chaos in our sugya. Because then even the Rajva, that's our bank of answer, even the Rajva would agree to make a bar creates.
Like a
vegetable. Like a vegetable, you don't need it plain. Right. So that means you're going to come out with today a chiddush, make an eighth on prune juice, the chayit cooked, the prune juice are not discarded, and the Rajva would agree.
I mean, did you drink it? What about the time
you
drink?
What does it depend on? Nothing. Drink. That's right. So we have the Mordechai and Tais today.
I'm going
to have to come up with this. I want to get to that. It's very good. We'll get there. That's... I'll go so fast. 1 second. So we have the question of drinking, right? Now, the only thing is, what I think is the truth, the prune juice, Bechlal, shouldn't be a question. Because Manasha, if you discard the pieces, if you take out the pieces of the prunes, then it's a shakel. Let's say you don't. No one sells it with pieces. The teretz is that it's the Muach L'Gamri. The Muach L'Gamri is a shakel. That's right. Now, what's interesting is, again, to go to thank Diamond Sun Sweet Company, these are cooked, this is a called the Elashim. The Mechaba asked them if you discard the prunes or not. So they are cooked just like a housewife would. The juice is then passed through a filter cloth to remove the pulp, which is discarded. Not the pulp, the pulp. That's the pieces. Okay? That is, like the Rajva, the second Rajva, a clear-cut shahakal, because the second rush, that it's discarded. I think Mamash is beautiful with prunes and fruit juice. You get the sugya. Because it's yitachin that a prune juice, that if let's say you would eat prune juice, we might have to make a bar priyeh. But what's interesting is I like to look at words, because words have meaning. Prune juice is much more soup thick. I don't know if that's the right word, but prune juice is much more soup than even a fruit soup. I mean, we call it a prune juice and a fruit soup, and halacha. Prune is much more of a soup than fruit soup. Why is that? Because prune juice, if you would eat it with a spoon, would be a eighth l'chol adeis. It's cooked, the pieces are there, let's see if you don't discard it, right? So it's much more soup thick than a fruit soup, which might be cooked but doesn't have all the qualities. Because prunes are not the adayt dahachi, and if not for that, you side of drink, prune juice would be a bar priyeh. Unless, of course, you discard the pieces, but that's interesting in the Pasha and the Yisrael.
What about
the Maisa and prune juice is always a shakel. Even if you would eat it with a spoon,
unless you have the pieces,
but then, you know, so a prune stew, that's what I'm driving at, you know what that is? No, you guys eat cherries and strawberries. Okay, prune stew, you take the prunes, you cook it, and it's like, you know, stew with the prune with the juice. That juice, the chayyur would be a bar priyeh. That's right. Plus, the Raj, that's right. Like the Raj, that's what I meant. The Rajba would be a problem. Okay, very good. But basically, Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, and that's the answer to Rav Yossi's question, in Chelik Beisim and Chafei, Reitev Shal Kershin, which is cherries, Ha'olam Noigin Levarach Shehakol, Kivan Shu Oifin Shtia. Moshe says you drink the cherry juice. Cherry soup, whatever it is. That means if you would eat cherry soup with a spoon, it would be your eighth. Wait a minute. How about the Rajba? The Rajba says fruit versus vegetables. Right, so what's the answer? Ikivatafel, that's right. Ikivatafel is a pretty, you know, good emergency hatch when you need it, because that's the truth. If the ik is a cherry, you can make a barbecue, forget it. Let's say I have plain soup, whatever it's plain. Doesn't make a difference. Once you make the bracha on the ikka, it goes on the tuff. So ikka and tuffel is something you have to be, you know, fully aware of before you determine the question. In Muach L'Gamri also, but once you have ikka and tuffel, the soup, I think, is the soup sugi is quite simple. Okay, the long-awaited tomato soup. What bracha you make on tomato soup?
Shahakal.
Let's say you keep the tomatoes in it.
Adama.
Klar. Because it has all the qualifications. It's a vegetable. It's cooked. You keep it and you eat it. As versus drinking. So tomato soup is a clear cut hadama l'chol
ha'days. With tomatoes.
With tomatoes. Tomato juice. Not tomato soup, tomato juice you buy in the cans or whatever it may be. What bracha is that? L'chol ha'days. I mean, come on. First of all, they discard the tomatoes, apparently. It's drank instead of. Now, tomatoes are always eaten raw. Would you know it historically? You wouldn't know. Because carrots and onions are sure, these things not. Okay, I don't know. What? Yeah, but I'm wondering if tomatoes was always eaten raw. It's hard to know. Because the eating habits of, like, you know, someone asked me, vegetables are eaten raw. It's very yitachon that vegetables was never eaten raw. Carrots, squash, what else we have today?
Why does it matter what it used to be used for?
No, we're trying to understand the Rashba. Rashba seems to class of the group vegetables and fruit. Why is that? That's the way it was, probably. Okay, one chedesh which I saw in the Paiskim say it, I guess it's Pasha, but it's a chedesh onion soup. You saute onions, I mean, I know you make it, but you saute onions, you cook it in the water. Now you have basically, you don't have a carrot, you don't have a potato, you have onions with soup with a strong, distinct flavor of the onions. Adam, unless the onion is the muach legamri, which could happen. But if you have pieces of onions, that's the chiddush, I think it's a chiddush, but that's the truth. Onion soup would be a bayir priyad.
Only with pieces?
With pieces, of course.
Same as tomato soup.
Yeah, okay, but you know, yeah, onion soup is such small pieces, but it's the strong flavor of it. If there are pieces of onions, the bracha would be on it.
Tomato soup has a strong flavor. Really.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but I think tomato has more of a mush. Yeah, but onions, I think, you look at it more like a flavoring, which is true. But if you have the onion there, it would be Adam. Shlomo Zalman, in the same bracha, in the back, has a tshuva, and he says, Taka, tomato, onion soup, if there are pieces, would be Adam. Charetz Pashat? Okay. Today they have these soups in cubes, soups in cups, instant, this the generation of instant. You know, everything is instant, you know, less work, less haravanya. I sure learned Baruch Shep Sechayin al Bracha. So he came to America and he was, you know, used to harving and everything. He says, in America, else is instant, else is canned dos, canned fruit. And he says, in harving also, the boys want everything canned. He says, canned. But it should be not, no harving. You want Shurman Ken, and ich soll sein the Ken opener, he said. And I'm not going to be the Ken opener, he said. Harva. My teacher told me this happened 50 years ago, but he remembers it because the Ken opener. But the truth is, it has affected us, you know, consciously, subconsciously, certainly, emotionally. Everything is quick, no harving, no baking, nothing in it. So everything in life has to be instant, you know, instant marriage. Everything is, well, I guess that's why we have a lot of our problems today. But anyhow, cube, soup, v'chulu. No, what bracha is what? Shackle. I don't want to ruin anybody's appetite, but the ikka of these soups is the chemicals. So therefore, ikka v'tuff, well, it's like a chicken soup. This is like a very chemical. But, I don't know. Anyhow, it's not too healthy. Let's not kid ourselves. But there's no piece, what?
No
vegetables. There is, you know, a little bit corn, or what was once corn. What's the ikka? The ikka is the vegetables? I think they put it in just to give you a feeling that maybe that this was once a vegetable and one gilgul. No, sometimes.
Yeah, well,
with laksha, I'm leaving for the end. Because laksha is the one thing that. You know, that
even in the instant that's real laksha?
We'll soon see.
Is it?
We'll soon see. So what's real laksha? Of course it is. It's just its process. With a mighty helping of chemicals that really. No. So it keeps you going. What?
Sixty-one.
Yeah.
Also meal to go.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Sure.
Yeah. But don't get yourself sick. These things. Oh, no. Okay. So that's clear. Everybody say okay. So the various soups, and even the soup in a cube is for a different reason. You do find little pieces of corn, but that's not the ikka. I think no one's going to disagree with that. Okay, we're moving along nicely, Baruch Hashem. What I think we should be aware of, and this is where I think we have two issues left that we should be clear about. The question is, the ikka v'tafel, to apply ikka v'tafel in a more accurate manner in regard to mezainis. Okay, that's really the last the two questions in the sugya. Once you have mezainis, and this is kedai to clarify, once you have mezainis in the soup, things have to change slightly. The mashal, the bracha on chalant. So chalant is always eaten on Shabbos, correct, but then again, we have the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen, emptying out the refrigerator on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, depending on how big of a mezbech you have. What? Tayamer. Thursday. Oh, that's right. Tayamer. That's a good question. That's right. Forgot about that. That's right. Anyhow, they say that Tuesday is still Shabbat, the previous Shabbat. I Wednesday have Cholent. So we're getting practice for next week. Gotta be tuned at the Shabbat. A Cholent could have four possibilities. Three, actually. A mezainis, barley, or rice, if you put in. The adam on the beans, and a shakal on the meat, or the many people make a soupy chalent. So, what bracha to make on a soup chalent? We'll start with soup chalent because that's a little more up our alley. So, this is confusing. Pashit, and I can't say everyone, I don't know nationalities, but no one will say that the barley is the ikka per se in every single chalent. You like a soupy chalent, people like the soupy chalent. So obviously the soupy chalent is a soupy. That's the ikka. It's possible that in Svara, a soupy chalent could be adama, no different than a potato soup. But with chalent, we have two major problems. One major and one semi-major problem. One semi-major problem, I'll call it, is it's made with meat. So let's not forget the original tur and rush. Basa, once basa gets into the picture, that's dominant. A chalent, you're not going to get a potato soup you like very much, very good. But you like a soupy chalent, the stress on the chalent is the meat. So the soupy chalent, I would say, is more of basa than potatoes. Remember, right?
As far as the taste.
As far as the taste, is sure. So therefore, we could pretty much rule out the potato is not the ikka. But the main problem, I don't know if it's a problem, the main fact, I want you to call it a problem, is the Gemara that we learned earlier and we discussed at length. Kol sheyesh bechameshes mina dagon. The Gemara says, once you have a mezainis ingredient, your job is easy. It's a mezainis. What? Less of the dabek, which is not the case. Chal not the dabek. And that, the Aruch HaShulchan, is very helpful for us. And let me give you a contrast. The Aruch HaShulchan twice speaks about chalent. One place he says, mefurish, Cholent is a classic mezainis, he says, because of barley. It's all over. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan himself speaks about a beef stew, meat and potatoes. And he says, listen, whatever you like, the ikka. The meat is the ikka, shakal. Potatoes the ikka, adam. So why by cholent does he say there's nothing to talk about? It's a vadai mezainis. That kol sheyesh bechameshin in the dagon, mezainis is always a dominant bracha, regardless of the contents, regardless of the presence. There's no halacha of kol sheyesh bechameshin. And Chaim Volozhin in Kesar Reish also says chalent is a mezainis because of the fact that it has a, and he says the first, even though it's kitniyah, sabuchi adama, it's all irrelevant. The ikka is the mezainis, even if the ikka is not the mezainis. Now, someone asked me, and this is today to mention, I don't want to be confusing, but it's a fact you have to be aware of. If let's say you have a chalent and you don't even want the barley, you don't need the barley, you could live without the barley, they put it in, there's a few pieces of barley floating around the face, you want the potatoes, the meat, you're not interested in the barley. What do we do with that case? Like someone asked me, I put some barley because the minig is wrong. Why kol sheyesh
bechameshes?
So first of all, I broke to Rabbi Belkin, I spoke to Rabbi Forrest of the Pischelach. first of all, I asked him, is Bali really like the Al Tam? He said, definitely. I mean, and since he told me that, I've noticed this. He told me, take a Pesach to Kachalim, so you don't use Bali. Or before Pesach, the week before Pesach, when you have no Bali left. The consistency, the thickness, it has a
consistency.
No, it's not the consistency to keep it together. It's it gives it a certain flavor. This is what he told me. I think he's right. Whatever, that's the material. Rabelski told me klar, and it's pashut. I think it's pashut kipshuta. Why the dabek you don't make a mezainus? What's shot now? Why is it tafel? If it's not the kavanas achila, we disregard it. If you don't want that Bali, the Bali is a hindrance. You don't like the Bali, you don't like the starch. It's there, but what am I going to sit there and think of the Bali? That's Ladabit plus. If it's not, you're not eating it because you want the Bali. If it's there as a hindrance, you would not make a bracha. I'll give you a great mashal. I think it's an emissary mashal. Shabbos, you're not supposed to do it, but people, they dip the bread into the liver, into the plate, they chop a little bit of liver, right? Sunday night, you have liver for supper. Are you going to have to wash? Because I'm sure that the bread come. And kol sheyesh b'chamesh min hadag, when you make a mezainis or a maitzi? Why not? I'm sure there's a bread come. A microscopic bread come.
Same reason.
You're going to tell me it's not ikar? It's not true. It's not their kavanas achila. Right? Some people, the fish, they like the crumbs. What, you're going to go really neurotic about it. You're going really bad. You don't eat it. You don't want to eat it. It's bad. So that's the halacha with cholent. Now, what? Real breadcrumbs? It's the Torah. Real breadcrumbs make a mighty. We said the Torah in Reish Ches. Our breadcrumbs are made from scratch, so that's mezainis. A cholent that you do not want the barley. You really don't want the barley. I would make whatever you like. A basa or potatoes. I don't know. Whatever you like.
But rice is not connected.
Rice is, we have it at the end. Mamish at the end. Right before oranges. In between cholent and oranges is the rice. That's what tomato soup. So that's kedai to mention is that once you have barley, if the barley is achila, relax, make a mezainis. Now, let's say you don't have much barley, the bracha chreina could be a bar nefashes, even though the bracha rishaina was, why? We spoke last time, because ikka v'tafel, there's no ikka, so you have to, no ikka on the bracha chreina, you make on the tafel. Okay, we're left with rice. And one, question that this is the question I want to present to first. We could have enough time for what?
And the same with the soup.
That's what I'm getting to right now. Right.
The mezainis.
Right. That's what I'm getting to right now.
Or rice, the luxury in the soup.
Right. That's what I'm getting to right now. This is the one thing which I can't. It's not confusing. It's just a machlokes that I'm not qualified to paskin. But I think and I hope soups have been clear. It shouldn't be confusing. The question is good old luxury soup, knedel soup, crouton soup. Any mezainis, a significant mezainis in a chicken soup or vegetable, whatever it may be. Mezainis in a soup with a mezainis is a very chashiva mezainis. Okay. We'll soon see rice. I'm talking about mezainis, that's the real mezainis. So one thing is clear. Maisha says this in Chelek Daleth Mem Gimel. Let's say the ikke is the knedel. You like, matzah ball soup. They sell it in the restaurant, right? You get the kneadle, also, right? The soup is flavoring the matzah ball. Because you have plain matzah ball, it doesn't taste so good. What bracha is that matzah ball soup? Mezainis l'chaladeis. Even if your eyes are closed, that's
all
what? Well, that's right. Very good, very good. It's safe. Okay, so you can make amaiti. Don't make with an airshad of your chavrusa. He's right. Chassam Saif had a problem. Now, Chassam Saif used to make amaiti. He made small kneadle. So you want to have a Mahajan restaurant, Knedlach Mahajan, less than a Kazayas. Okay. Yeah, in this world, you don't got to be big, you have to be different. That's the way it is. You don't got to be chosh, you got to be different. You could be a person that does the craziest thing, but you're different. He's great, because I can't figure him out, but if he does it, it must be, small Mahajan, and you go with the Chazanish Hashem, Kazayas, it's a labor thing. The problem is, let's say the mezainis is not the ikka. Let's say you have a soup, you like the chicken soup, you're a chicken soup man, you're a penicillin man, whatever it is. You put in knedlach pash to get flavor. Knedlach is a bad mushroom. Thank you, Shabbos. You put in crouton to flavor the soup. In other words, we're not asking you, you're telling me. You could make a shvu deraisa. The soup is the ikka. I'm putting in croutons to get a flavor. In other words, we're not saying is that true. I'm telling you it's true. I want the chicken soup. I have this. So I'll throw that. In fact, it's, you know, scratchy throat. I want the soup. I'll put in croutons to give it flavor. What bracha you make on that? So this is not confusing. It's just, to me, it's a little, you know, above my, you know, qualifications. I would say you make a mezainis and relax and take it easy. The chicken soup is the ikka. Right. But kol sheyesh b'chamesh min adagum. What's the problem? Why are you getting nervous? You're going to say, but the chicken soup is the ikka. I told you. Kol sheyesh b'chamesh, I don't care what the ikka is. That's why on a chicken soup with mezainis, with lakshin, with croutons, it's a mezainis l'chayra based on the gemara. The problem, however, is the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah Reish Hey Yud Aleph and Reish Ches Chav Gimel says you make two brachas. One second. Not only that, thank you, but that's the far. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah recommends make a shakal first on the soup, and then a mezainis on the croutons, knedel, lakshin, or whatever it may be. Mishnah Berurah says it, and batladaiti. But the question is why. How is this consistent, or perhaps why is this not inconsistent with Hilchas Ikka V'Tafel with Mezainis? We never like two brachas. That's why we said on the crispix it's one bracha. Why also on two brachas? So again, you can tell me about the Mezainis the Ikka. I'm not. We're talking about the shackles the Ikka. So Manasha, what's called? Why two brachas?
That's my both versions.
What?
That's my both versions.
Right. Yeah, but why? So, maybe that's what you mean. So then, I have to stand in your head. I don't know. You're right. So what should I do? Kol sheyesh bei, that's a kol sheyesh bei is the answer across the board. I don't care what you say. It's kol sheyesh bei. In other words, you're going to tell me that I have a food that has flour and the ikka is the other thing. It's a gemara. We learned the gemara. What the smidoi? Cereal, you make a mezainis. The one you say that the Tila David says in Siman Kuf Samaches, and the same Baruch, it's Rabbi Badner from Lakewood, goes with this consistently. It's a very good yisoid, and it makes everything very clear. You're right. Basically, if you have one food, you make one bracha. If you have mezainis, you make a mezainis. No two brachas. Liquid and solid, knedlach in a soup, lakshin in a soup, food in a soup is not one food. Liquid
cereal
and exactly. That's why Rav Moshe says on cereal and milk you make two brachas. If the ikka is the milk, if the ikka is the cereal, which is usually the case, so then it's regular. Let's say you want your child to drink milk. They're low on calcium. They're not going to drink milk, so you buy the most sugary cereal that you could buy, and you pump the milk with the cereal. The ikka is the cereal. What bracha do you make? What?
Mezainis.
Let's say the ik is the milk.
Two.
Two, Moshe says. Now, one second. This is just a technicality which is very significant. The mother, by the mother, the ik is the milk. The kid, the ik is the cereal. So I don't think you should make the kid should make a. Because if you tell him the ik is the milk, he's not going to do it anymore. So, you know, people say that muscle, but it's wrong. It hurts my ear. The mother wants the kids drink milk, so you buy the good cereal, the ikka is the milk. It's not true. Or Mr. Collins, whatever it is, but l'maisa, brachas, you know what I mean? That's my question. The Pesach Halacha told me there's no such klal. He doesn't bring in the Sefer. What you have in front of you, Rabbi Forrest. So, it's hard to know, but I think we could say, if you have two foods, that's why in a soup, I would say, what I do and I would suggest is, because of this uncertainty, make a mezainis and a shakal on something else. Because the mezainis is definitely the right bracha. The question is, shall we make a shakal also? So, if you make a shakal, Mr. Ruh says it, hey, you know, I'm game for that. If Mr. Ruh says it, I wouldn't argue. But the best thing is make a mezainis on a cereal, on the I'm sorry, cereal or the lakshin, and a shakal on something else. So Mr. Baruch says, why? Mr. Baruch should make a shakal first and then a mezainis. On something else? What's the difference? If it's not water, what's the difference? That's not a problem. Only on Moishe's ground. Only water is it. Water is not a problem. Let me just finish. Rice?
You have to make the shakal first.
That's the Mishnah Berurah recommends, right?
Because make him
shackle on the soup and eat, then a mezayin. That's the Mishnah Berurah recommends. And oh, good. The Yemen's question is valid. I'm mezayin comes first. Here we have a problem. Very good. Your cash is very good. Because you make a mezayin, you can't make a shackle anymore. You lost the shackle. So if you have to make a shackle. Now, let me just finish that. Rice in a soup, tomato rice soup, what bracha is that? Assuming the tomato soup is adama, or a shackle is really irrelevant, do you make a separate bracha on the rice? It's nachamesh min adug, and rice is mezayin nachamesh min adug. A fruit nectar, apricot nectar, juices, orange juice is a shakel based on our sugya. Let's say you have orange juice made from freshly squeezed, exclusively grown oranges, Tropicana, that only special grown, what? It's a juice, it's a drink, it's not an achila, so we have Taisis and the Mordechai. Peri, so that's why the basically fruit nectar and fruit stuff in Eretz Yisrael, they have it, you bring it in, even if as long as they squeeze it, that's the Gemara, you make a Bariyot Kriya. I hope the sugi. I hope the sugi is clear. If not, I don't mind answering questions. But I think the soup question is no longer a. Hopefully, not a teruvayt. It's not a big mishach. I hope it should be clear. Have a nice day.